Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so switching gears. How would you support your partner through an event you know will be tense and anticipating crap to hit the fan? That's what the subject title says. And this one also is urgent and needed to be done today because this event is happening this weekend. So we are eking it in just under the wire? Yeah, just under the wire. I'm like, am I saying that right? Sorry, I'm on so many meds. I don't know where I am right now.
It's lit.
I love what you're having.
At least I can cough now and you don't hear the phlegm coming out of the back of my throat. So we're making strides here, people.
Yeah, I was feeling like I was in the splash zone. Easy world.
You 100% were. Oh my God. If you ever have any drama or a dilemma or need advice, please just go to theburtshow.com and shoot us an email and we will try to help you out as best we can. And oftentimes, Burt Show fam has been through something similar. So the email starts, "Hi Burt Show, huge fan and just need some guidance ASAP. My fiance's grandmother passed away the other day and we are traveling this weekend to her funeral service. Here's my issue. His estranged mom and some of his siblings will be there. From what I've been told by family members, his estranged mom and siblings thrive on making things hard and cause drama. I'm not sure how to support him. My fiance is a great man with good character and will make sure to do his part so things are cordial given the situation. Let me answer some questions. My fiance and his mom became estranged after her nasty divorce with his dad. She ran to her family stating it was my fiance's fault for the divorce and that he's abandoning his mother. Her family reached out to my fiance recently, and just in the past 5 years, they got the full story of what happened. Thankfully, he was able to let things go, forgive, and now he's close with his aunts and other cousins. That's a low when a parent blames a child for a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna get lower than that.
No, it really doesn't. He has 3 siblings altogether, 2 sisters and a brother. My fiance is the baby out of all his siblings. He's close to one of his sisters. We'll call her Kat. His other sister, Janice, and brother Troy, he has not spoken to for 10 plus years since they helped his mom perpetuate her lies.
Wow.
Parents got divorced when he was young, 10 to 13 years old. So obviously the downfall of their marriage was not his fault.
That's heartbreaking. Mm. She blamed the divorce on a 10-year-old?
It's ridiculous.
He lost half his family after that, too.
Seriously, mom was not a mom to him before and after the divorce. My fiance has told me his only memory of her was her being in her room. She never cooked, cleaned, or anything, so he took care of himself and actually had to help with his brother, too. Mm. I have never met his mom, Janice, or his brother Troy. I guess my question is, how would you support your partner through an event you know will be tense and anticipate crap to hit the fan? Okay, this is a loaded one and it's a lot. And as far as being his support, one, you just being there. Mm-hmm. I feel is support enough.
That's huge.
You don't really need to do anything. I think by doing something, you could actually cause more harm. So personally, I think your presence is the support you need. I would encourage him, if at all possible. It sounds like he's the person who's taken the high road the most of the time. This is somebody's funeral. So this event, it's not about him. It's not about his siblings. It's not about his mom. It's about the passing of grandma. This event, the focus needs to be on grandma and grandma's memory. If anybody tries anything, which it sounds like they might, especially if they haven't spoken in a decade, for me, people come at you to get a reaction. Mm-hmm. They are trying to feed something within themselves. So, and that reaction continues to feed that demon that's inside of them that they're struggling with. If it is even remotely possible, you have kept your distance this long, you are going into a hornet's nest. If they say anything, ignore it. If they do anything, ignore it. Do not give them the time of day. I would stick to myself. Mm-hmm. I would be mindful of the family that I do have connections with, but I would not give them anything to use against me.
Yeah, if I were in this situation, that's all I would need is for you to just be there, just to be by my side, just to support me through it. It's unfortunate that he's gone through it as long as he has, but because he has, he knows what it is. He knows his family. He understands the situation, and I think you just need to fill out his energy, and wherever he goes, I would go. Like, that's how I would support him through this, but I do believe that you literally just being there is going to be all the support he really needs.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's way too late to change any of the circumstances, so you just being in his corner is going to mean the absolute world to him. I know, like, when you feel like your entire family is against you, you can almost feel gaslit into thinking that you're the problem. So just by being there to validate the fact that, like, he's done everything he can to do what he believes is right in all these situations that he's been in, you know, it's not going to be an easy situation, but you just being there to, like, remind him who he is and that he wasn't at fault for any of the turmoil is going to mean the absolute world to him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
For me, I would almost play goalie almost. I would run this by my husband first to see if that's what they wanted. But sort of like if somebody tries to come up and start drama, I think I'd be like, hey, today's about grandma's name. You know, we're grieving. Let's just focus on grandma and sort of reinforce that. Like, we're not here for your drama. You're at a funeral. But I think there's a way you can do it where you're not going to get people to blow up at the funeral. Yeah, they'll talk about you after and call you petty or whatever. But just redirect the focus. Or even he can say, hey, I'm really sad about so-and-so's passing. I'm here to grieve and pay my respects. And just draw that boundary. Like, that's why you're here today. You're not here for their petty drama.
See, now if I was her, I still wouldn't say anything. Because they'll be like, who are you? We just met you. Who are you to tell me what to say and do at my own room?
And I'd be like, bitch, I'm your worst nightmare.
Well, then there you go. The best advice you could ever get. It's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.